Welcome to Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news, trends, and hottest topics that focus on advances in cybersecurity and cyber industry economics. Our expert yet down-to-earth hosts make cybersecurity straightforward. They ask the tough questions and make this challenging topic something that everyone can understand. Our candid approach lets guests open up on topics we would all like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at newcyberfrontier.com. That's www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join today's host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sean Murray from New Cyber Frontier. I have two special guests with me today from Infotech Research Group. We have Nina DeFrancisco. She is the director for Infotech's Research Group. And we have Kevin, I'm trying not to butcher your name here, Pekurnin. Is that good?
Perfect.
All right. He is a research director at Infotech Research Group as well. Hey, I'd like to welcome both of you to the program. You know, our listeners are throughout the world, and you know, you guys have got some contributions for a very mature organization that that our audience is going to be interested in. And so, I appreciate you having you guys on the show and being available for it. Nina, I'd like to jump over to you. Could you give us a little bit about your background and your role, your new role over here at Infotech Research Group?
Absolutely. Thank you, Sean. It's an honor to be on here. So my name's Nina DeFrancisco, and my background has been in producing CIO forums throughout the country for over 15 years. So I really had the privilege to listen and kind of be an ear as well as a partner to many IT leaders who would share their challenges, share their projects, and really just kind of lean on our team to assist in providing some solutions and or connections to really assist them in executing on a lot of their technology projects. So just recently, I changed over to Infotech Research Group, where I'm at now, and working kind of hand in hand, similar role in working with IT teams to really help them in executing more on their projects. So just to give a little bit of background on who Infotech Research Group is, we've been around for over 20 years. We're based in London, Canada. Have an office in Toronto, and I'm currently in Bend, Oregon, of all places. And we are the world's fastest growing information technology research and advisory company. So we are serving over 35,000 IT professionals globally. And all of our research is produced with unbiased, relevant content specifically geared towards IT and security professionals within the business. So we really partner closely with the IT and security teams to provide them everything they need, from actionable tools to analyst guidance, workshops, and consulting, to really ensure that they deliver measurable results for their organizations. And then currently, knowing that we're all in a pandemic, we've put together two different resource centers that are complementary to all IT leaders globally. So I'll kind of explain, if you don't mind, what each of those resource centers are, so that you, all the listeners can, of course, have access at their fingertips. So the first is our COVID-19 resource center. So understanding that there are several key areas that IT leaders are focusing on right now, which include anywhere, but of course not limited to people management, BCP, crisis management, cost containment, security, network management. So all of these are listed in our resource center with content and some blueprints that are readily available for your fingertips. And to give you an idea of what a blueprint is in our terminology, it really is just a step-by-step guide on how to either implement or execute on a project or topic that you're currently focused on or working on. So the second resource center is our cost management center. And here you can access resources to achieve budget and cost management goals that you're either creating and starting from scratch or you're building off of currently. So both of those are on our website, and all of the toolkits and blueprints and resources and content are all there, just available to you complimentary.
And that's to anybody. You don't have to sign up for anything?
That is. You do not have to sign up for any of that.
Oh, that's awesome.
So this is for prospect, or excuse me, for members and for non-members.
Okay. Yeah, very familiar with the organization. When you were doing the Premier Connects, this organization that you're with now was one of your vendors.
They were out there.
And so I used to like hanging out at their booth and having those intellectual conversations. Well, thanks, Nina, for that introduction. We're going to take a break for our sponsor, and we'll come right back and we'll have a discussion with Kevin.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the New Cyber Frontier. This is Sean Murray. I am your host today for this version. We are having a conversation with Nina DeFrancisco, who's the director at InfoTech Research Group. And she just gave us a little rundown of InfoTech Research Group, what they do, their contributions, and provided some complimentary resources out there for industry professionals. Doesn't matter who you are, but it's their contribution during these COVID-19 times. So please go out and check out those resources. I'd like to transition now and have a discussion with Kevin. Kevin is the research director for InfoTech Research Group. What is your role?
Thanks, Sean. So the role of a research director at InfoTech is really to produce world-class research tools. So Nina already talked about the fact that we are focused on helping our members systematically improve their IT processes. So our research products are really blueprints that contain instruction decks and tools that security leaders and IT leaders can use to realize significant improvements in their processes. So one such research product, one of our most popular ones, is Build an Information Security Strategy. It's a research product that we've been producing since 2013. We update it every few years. I'm currently going through a refresh of it right now, so it's top of mind. And it's really a way to help our members understand how to build a good information security strategy.
Okay. Well, in that's one of the things that we talked about, before we came on the show is strategy that you may have had 3 or 4 months ago, your cybersecurity or information security strategy 3 or 4 months ago may not be working today with a mobile workforce and everybody trying to move quickly and pivot to adapt new technology. There's a lot more risk out there. So when we talk about security strategy, what are you guys doing now to meet the requirements of the current workforce in our current pandemic?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, I was actually just a couple of months ago at the end of February, I was down near you in Colorado, helping one of our clients build their security strategy. And at that time, we knew that the pandemic was out there. We didn't know yet what kind of impact it was really going to have, but it was starting to be felt. So we built our information security based on the priorities that they had at the time. But, lo and behold, less than a month later, they're already calling us and saying, how can we reprioritize based on everything that's going on? So Nina mentioned the COVID-19 resource center that InfoTech makes available. One of those documents that we have on that site is our cybersecurity priorities in times of pandemic, where we really talk about what is the major threats that are going on out there? What do organizations need to do from a cybersecurity perspective to prepare for the challenges of a pandemic? And how do you make adjustments to your current security strategy to reflect that?
Yeah, and there's a lot of pieces that go into that. So when you think cybersecurity strategy, if you look at 80% of any industry, any organization's business processes are automated. That's a lot of IT. And so they're on long lines, some risk associated with that as well. And so now you change and pivot to what you're using for technology to enable your workforce if you can. Now the risk has changed. I have a client that I just spoke with at lunchtime today. We literally, kind of like you, back at the end of 2019, just finished their business continuity plan and their disaster recovery strategy, and they're a credit collection company. And so literally when they had to pivot, there was a Zoom meeting, and I was on the call, the IT service person was on the call, and the client was on the call, and they're excited, but look, we literally just put your plan together, let's execute it. And so we made a couple of modifications, but that's part of it, right? So business continuity, disaster recovery, and then pivoting to the new technology as part of your cybersecurity strategy. What would you recommend to an organization now that's still trying to figure that out today?
So the top five priorities that we see coming out of this pandemic are, first and foremost, is awareness. We know that people are still the weak link in security, and we know that this pandemic is creating huge amounts of confusion, everything from what teleconferencing solutions should I use to, how do I connect with people in government to learn about the programs that are there to assist me? There's the information that I was getting to people is confusing, and cyber attackers are taking advantage of that. So we really want to make sure that we're educating our employees really well to mitigate those threats. Then we move into network and endpoint security. We know that a lot of organizations aren't prepared for this massive and prolonged work from home period. Way too many organizations, they don't even have a laptop fleet that is necessary to enable their people to work from home. So they're out there either, using personal machines or, maybe renting laptops. We know that the network infrastructure that is meant to support all of that may not be as secure as it needs to be. So securing the endpoints and securing the network is kind of job number two after the culture and awareness. And then we move into the slightly less important things, still very important, but maybe a day two items, such as making sure that we're doing vulnerability management properly and that we are updating our security incident management processes to consider things like how do we mitigate or contain a incident that is at somebody's work from home PC.
Yeah, and so all great things to go into a strategy. So what technology am I used to using? What technology am I using now? Great point. This is one of the things that we're hearing from small businesses is they don't have the resources to provide their employees. So work on your home computer, work on your home laptop. And so what else is installed on that? What kind of information is being processed, transmitted, or stored on that employee's computer or mobile device? What are the risks associated with that when you look at your governance strategy, right? So governance is your, if you're in the healthcare industry, you've got HIPAA. If you're in finance, GLBA, processing credit cards, PCI DSS, all of those need to be part of the strategy as well, not just mobilizing the workforce, but analyzing the business processes and the technology that you have available. The other good point that you made regarding your infrastructure, so if you have the ability for your employees to dial into your infrastructure, who's maintaining the patches? Who's maintaining configuration management? Is it an MSSP that's doing your security, a cloud service provider? And is it configured? Remember, at the end of the day, we still have to configure the technology that we're adopting. How does that fit into the cyber strategy?
Right, exactly. And you mentioned MSSPs there. And again, we understand that our managed security service providers are also struggling with the same thing. So are they really providing us with the level of service that we still need while, you know, their analysts are working from home or, you know, potentially off sick? Another area that companies are struggling with to a large degree right now as they move to that work from home environment is multi-factor authentication. We want to make sure that when people are accessing their corporate systems and corporate data, that they are using multi-factor authentication. And in many cases, organizations haven't done the work that they need to put that infrastructure in place yet, and they're really scrambling right now.
You know, and that's another excellent contribution. I was having a conversation with another colleague regarding many people are moving to Office 365. Some are adopting Microsoft Active Directory and Azure to manage infrastructure in the cloud as well. But again, it comes back to, we just had a conversation with a client configuring the Microsoft Office in the cloud. It's a platform that's provided, it's virtual, but it's still yours. Microsoft is not going to go in and set up your OU groups and Active Directory. They're not going to go in and set your DLP policies for information that's being processed, transmitted, and stored. So when you're looking at you know, utilizing the cloud technology as part of your cybersecurity strategy or your overall security strategy, we've got to take a look at the back end and make sure that, you know, we're accomplishing that. So I'd like to pivot back to Nina. So, you know, InfoTech Research Group, COVID-19 is creating so much information and so much data. I think all the data analyst junkies in the world will be busy for years after this pandemic. You know, what have we learned? So this is kind of what, you know, InfoTech Research Group does. What types of information are you guys collecting now that, you know, your researchers are putting together to help out? I know you talked a little about your resource center, but what are you doing on the back end with some of your publications?
Well, you know, that's a really good question because there's just so much. So we have over, and Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, but we have over 300 different analysts now. And they're working on, of course, we have COVID-19, but then we also have the main core processes that cannot be neglected, you know, within the business. And so I've seen that there is many corporations are already past moving remotely, and they're all set up, they're set to go, and they're going back to now working on their main core processes, while others are still kind of in, you know, where many companies were a month or two ago, where they're still trying to figure out how do you manage remotely, how do you work remotely. And so our analysts are just working day in and day out on all of the above topics. So it's kind of hard to say specifically what they are working on because it is all of the above. What we are also trying to provide, so we have a few podcasts that we share with our members and also non-members that are in the resource center. And then we're trying to put together at least one to two different webinars a week that are complimentary as well. So the focus has changed anywhere from IT strategy, security strategy, to crisis management, to continuing to work remotely. We have one coming up next week that is talking about, you know, what is the new normal going to look like? And so even though we can't pull out our crystal ball and know exactly what it's going to look like, we have analysts have a pretty good idea of how it'll start slowly unraveling, you know, and eventually they're going to start going industry by industry because we understand that there are some industries that are just completely shut down. You have gaming, casinos, Hospitality is struggling, and of course tourism, but then you also have other industries that are not necessarily thriving, but they're doing okay. So we're trying to cater not only to the most relevant topics, but also to be very industry specific. So many of the webinars that we start with, if it is a particular topic, we'll start in a general area and then slowly break it down by industry.
Yeah, that's great. You know, the amount of information that you guys put out is significant, and it can focus on a specific industry, but it's got a relevant message for all of your audience. This is a great time to take a break for our sponsor. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the New Cyber Frontier. My name is Sean Murray. I'm your host today. We have Nina DeFrancisco, Director for InfoTech Research Group, and Kevin Perkiernan from he's the Research Director at InfoTech Research Group. Kevin, you know, the next question is over for you. So, you know, we're talking about cybersecurity strategy. Let's look at the human element of the cybersecurity strategy. One of the things that we're starting to see, the medical data that we're starting to see, my wife is an RN, and of course she's got her own things that she's doing. There's an increase in alcoholism. There's an increase in domestic abuse. There's an increase in work-related stress because the home life work balance has been disrupted. People are working from home, so there's a negative impact to that as well. And so when I talk to professionals in the psychologist realm, sociologists, they're talking about people having to understand when to take a break, what the office's hours are, managers recognizing those stress levels for their employees. How does that fit into an organization's cybersecurity strategy?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that this is an area where security leaders really need to partner with human resources to come up with good strategies for this. I mean, what we're really probably talking about here is insider threats. And we know that, you know, there's definitely going to be people who might be somewhat disgruntled by current working conditions. You know, possibly they're seeing their hours cut, or they're even being laid off, but they might still have access to some of the systems that they were given access to previously. And we also know that, as you say, people are kind of beginning to get to a bit of a breaking point from a stress perspective. But really, I think from managing that potential insider threat, there's huge emphasis on partnering with the HR, but there's also going to have to be, you know, some further tools put into place. One thing we want to make sure that we're doing is we're doing some phishing tests on our employees, especially phishing tests that are COVID related, to make sure that people are kind of paying attention to the messages that we're sending out there. But we probably also need to start thinking about putting in place better analytics in terms of user behavior analytics, because if you're not able to have your supervisors, you know, in the same office as people, we need to potentially do a better job of ensuring that, you know, we understand that we're not introducing risks while people are working from home.
Yeah, and that's the good point, right? So the idea behind longer work days, you know, there's some advantages where you don't have all the drive-bys that you might at work. So you're a little bit more productive, but, you know, if you've got three or four, you know, people all trying to work from home and you're all struggling to make sure things are quiet, you're having meetings, you're trying to be productive in your work days. You know, I was talking to a professional earlier this morning. He's lost track of the days. One of his employees said, you know, hey boss, have a good weekend. And he's looking at her an uncomfortable pause and he's like, what do you mean? She goes, you do know that it's Friday. He goes, no, it's Wednesday, right? So you're losing track of time. And so you're being introduced to those stress levels. And then, yeah, you have the insider threat. You got the malicious that we have to worry about. But then what about that tired, overworked, stressed out, fatigued person that accidentally clicks on that phishing email that you're talking about, right? And introducing risk. Now, who's liable if I'm doing work on my home computer on behalf of my organization and I make a mistake by clicking on a link in my business email? Who's responsible for that? So, yeah, I mean, it gets pretty complicated. At the end of the day, you know, employees are one of our resources. We got to take care of them. And so that has to fit into the strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll refer back to our COVID-19 Resource Center at Infotech, where we don't just touch on the IT aspects of the current pandemic. We have an awful lot of management and human resource material as well. How to do a good job of managing a remote team, how to take care of your employees during this time period, but also, you know, how to educate them on security risks as well.
Yeah, it's a whole different avenue now for security awareness training, right? Usually it's, you know, a CBT and we have a discussion in the break room every once in a while, but now with a remote workforce, it's even more important to devise methods to get that word out, especially if you know, they don't have access to the company's intranet from where they're working. All right, so when we talk about, you know, Infotech Research Group, Nina, what are some of the other things that Infotech Research Group are doing? You talked about podcasts, you talked about some of your research and analysts.
Yeah. So one thing that has been relatively new over the past 5 years is aside from, because even when they were a client of mine, when I was at Premier, I did not know how much that they do and what they do for their clients. So when I started learning and getting the product knowledge and understanding just all of the services that they cover in general, I think one of the things that stood out to me that was just kind of inspiring was the fact that they used to before this happened was on-site workshops, and now we've transitioned, of course, over to virtual workshops. And this is a 5-day process where, say that there is a project or disaster recovery that needs to be executed quickly, we will come in, work with your team, your entire IT team, or whoever you think is most important to be in that room in order to execute. And we will knock out about 95% of that project in less than a week. So it really is just, you know, rolling up the sleeves. It's not just handing over and saying, here is your guide, go for it, even though it is not, catered to whether it's your company, your size of company, your problem. It is not just a how-to. It's also, let's get involved. Let's figure this out. And then the second piece that is not necessarily branded with us is the consulting aspect. So we can come in and we can consult anywhere from, if it's a week to years. We want to try, of course, and expedite, you know, whatever it is that you are needing for us to come in and consult with you and your team. So we do want to try and make it quick, anywhere less than a year. But, those are two of the other pieces, aside from, of course, our unlimited analyst calls as a member. And then, of course, the I think we have over 40,000 pieces of content on our website currently. So it just constantly keeps growing. It keeps getting updated. It keeps expanding. A lot of our research too is now trying to fall into the laps of chief financial officers, knowing that there are a lot of cost management and budget cuts that need to occur during this pandemic. So it's not only working with CEOs, CIOs, security leaders, and CFOs. So it really is a full-on partner that we come into your business with through so many different ways of services. And then the other side is we have advisors and counselors. So these counselors work strictly with just IT leaders and assist them in whether it's delivering a presentation to the board and having that extra ear or that mentor to be able to kind of work with you side by side on how's the best approach when you are giving that presentation to the board and having them listen to you. It's assisting them in where your leadership skills are currently. So we have a leadership program internally, not only just for CIOs, but also, you know, you don't have a lot of programs out there on how to be the best IT application director, or, you know, there are different programs for different levels within the IT department. So it's really been fun just kind of learning and understanding everything that they do and how valuable they are when it comes to really partnering with, you know, the IT team and the business in general.
Yeah. When you pull all the information together, the research that you do, the clientele that you're working with, that provides just so much more value to your membership as well. You know, we're getting towards the end of our podcast. I can't believe it. It's just been a short time. We could go on with this discussion all day. I appreciate you guys coming on the show and your contributions to the podcast. You know, we've got a minute and a half. Nina, give me your parting thoughts.
You know, a lot of people are struggling. And if you're not struggling with the business, I'm sure that there are some pieces that are brand new while working from home. And so I think our overall mission and our gift during this time is utilize those resources. They're all complimentary. We really are here to help. And, you know, none of our research has been handed out complimentary ever in the history of InfoTech. So this is a time where we understand how businesses are being affected, how people are being affected, and we really just want to be a partner with you through it without any benefit and taking advantage of you know, all of the resources that are out there. And if anyone has any questions or wants any direction, or, you know, we're also providing free analyst calls for those who just need a little bit of direction and want to give their background because they are a unique business. So I think that would be my best parting gift to everyone, and really excited about your podcast in general.
That's awesome. Well, you know, Kevin, Nina, thank you so much again for contributing to our podcast. Our guests today have been Nina DeFrancisco, who's the director of InfoTech Research Group, and Kevin Pekurinen, who's the research director at InfoTech Research Group, giving us his thoughts on cyber strategy. Thank you again. I appreciate your time, and you guys have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you, Sean. You as well.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you for listening to New Cyber Frontier. Remember to follow or like our post and circulate each new show to your networks. We keep you informed, bring you the latest news, explore new trends, and find the hottest topics. With New Cyber Frontier, you don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert. Just get plugged in. We encourage you to get involved. Tell us what topics interest you and join our mailing lists. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. That's newcyberfrontier.com. Check out our previous interviews and please let us know if there are any topics that you would like to hear discussed. See you next time on New Cyber Frontier.